There's nothing like a day at the old ballpark.
Hey, how come they're using wooden bats?
What do you mean?
My brother plays softball, and they always use aluminum bats.
Major leaguers can't use aluminum. Mark McGuire hits the ball 500 feet, but with an aluminum bat, he'd get 700 feet easily.
Really? What's the difference?
It has to do with the fact that when a ball collides with an aluminum bat, it loses less kinetic energy than it does when it collides with a wooden bat.
Why?
Because aluminum is more elastic than wood. When a ball hits an aluminum bat, the aluminum deforms, but then immediately springs back, basically trampolining the ball outward. The ball maintains most of its kinetic energy.
So a wooden bat makes the ball lose more kinetic energy.
Exactly. When ball and wooden bat collide, the wood is permanently deformed. In other words, it doesn't spring back and catapult the ball. If you've ever looked closely at a wooden bat after a game, you'll notice that it's dented where the ball hit.
So when a ball hits a wooden bat, some of its kinetic energy is transformed into the energy used to dent the bat.
Right. The more give a bat has, the more kinetic energy it absorbs. If the players used a bat made of wet clay, it would absorb almost all the ball's kinetic energy, and it wouldn't go anywhere. And that would be pretty boring.
Yeah, but I bet the pitchers would love it.
This moment of science came from Indiana University, with underwriting from the Office of the Chancellor, and text Hillary Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's homes since 1979. Today's program was prepared by Jeremy Shear, with help from John Carini in physics. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.